Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Right, yeah, here they are, they're coming past. Downing, W2 just coming past me. They're starting off strong, they're being followed by Corpus Christi. Doesn't look like they're gaining yet. I can see just behind Corpus Christi, the Christ W2 looks like they might be gaining. Downing again are just rolling straight past me. They've gone, oh, Corpus Christi seems to actually might be gaining a bit. I can see in the distance all the other boats coming along. I can't see anything that exciting happening yet. They're all just appearing around the corners. I can see 20 Hall just coming up, chasing Keys W2. Is anything with you, Beth? Anything round the corner? Are coming round now?
I can't quite see them yet, thanks, Doug, but I can sure that they will be imminently appearing round the corner. Sounds like Downing's got off to a very strong start, though. I wouldn't be surprised if they just row over straight away. They were very good last year, and I reckon they could keep doing so this year. That said, I still can't see anyone coming around the corner. So, oh no, I lie. I can see someone coming around the corner. I can see the blades of Browning glinting pink in the sunshine. They are looking very strong, actually, coming around that corner. A nice line by the Cox. And I can just about see Corpus behind them. It looks like they're still just about on station. I don't think Corpus have gained on Downing at all. But behind them, there's an even bigger gap before Christ. Doug, has something happened between Christ and Keith?
Not that I saw, although they may have gained in the time they went round the corner. I can just see Emmanuel, they seem to be gaining on Selwyn W2, just so they're going past me. It's hard to tell. They are leaving St. Catherine's behind a bit, but... Oh, and just behind me, I can see first and thirds look like they're about to... They look like they're about to bump Girton. It's very close. And then, also first and third, and then Angle Ruskin just behind them. We've got a group of the four boats between Girton and Unimer coming very close together. Actually, there's five of them, I can see. Jesus. Oh, it's very close. We've got very close here. First and third, they're really catching up with Girton. And we have Newnham, it looks like they're bound to bump Angle Ruskin as well. It's very exciting round here. I can't quite see if they've gone past yet. I say Newnham are just right on Angle Ruskin here. It's very exciting. I think they've just got, somebody's just got bumped. I just missed that. I think, they've had a collision, the oars. Angle Ruskin have just collided with, I think it is first and third who have pulled into the side. There's been collision. I think people, I can't quite see who's won it, but people are in the side. Is there anything going on with you, Beth?
Yeah, I've had loads of boats come past me. Thanks, Doug. The first three, Downing, Corpus and Christ, looking very strong about on station. Keith looking a lot more tired, but then they're being pursued by Trinity Hall, who are also looking tired. But I'm going to call a bump that happened just before Grassy Corner between Emma W3 and Selwyn W2. They're pulling into the bank. So Selwyn have been bumped by Emma just coming into Grassy. And as they're going out of Grassy, it looks like Trinity Hall might be getting a bit of an overlap on Keith. That's going to be one for Daisy to watch out for going further round. But that's it as far as I can see. I can see St. Catherine's coming very slowly behind Emma and Selwyn. So I reckon that there's been something going on behind them with first, third, and Newnham and Girton. Although I think I can see in the distance Jesus. So, Doug, what's happened between Girton and Newnham?
Well, I think first and third bumped Girton. It looks like that. I can see them on the side. But also, we've got quite a few boats pulled in here, and it also looks like Angle Ruskin has pulled in as well. I can't quite see exactly what's going on. It looks like Newnham might have bumped Angle Ruskin and first and third have bumped Girton, from what I can see.
Fantastic. So going up to Daisy, what's happened up there? What happened between Christ and Keys?
Well, currently, Christ has just rode past Ditton Corner. They're way, way ahead of Keys, but actually, Trinity Hall are pretty close to Keys now. I'd say there's about half a boat length between them. They're doing quite well, although I would say Trinity Hall W2 are looking quite tired. But coming to Ditton Corner, they seem to be gaining on them round the corner. They're doing really, really well, so we might actually have a bump between Trinity Hall and Keys on the long reach. Now, I've just seen that Murray Edwards W2 rode past a bit further behind, but not actually too far behind Trinity Hall W2. Earlier on, I saw Downing W2 and Corpus Christi W1 rode past. Corpus Christi fairly close to Downing. It could be rover, could maybe be a bump, in the last moments, but It wasn't as promising as Trinity Hall W2 with Keys W2. Now I can see ahead of me, I think that's St Cat's. Definitely a row over there. No one but miles in front or behind of them.
Back to Bess.
A long way in. Back to Bess. Bess, what can you see at Grassy Corner?
Well, the thing is, I can't see anything at Grassy Corner. So the last boat that I saw go past was Jesus W3, looking quite tired. So I'm going to call that Fitzwilliam W2 have bumped up on Pembroke 3, and Clare Hall W1, the sandwich boat, have bumped up again and are secure in W3, having bumped up on St Edmunds W1. We'll confirm them for you. But just briefly going back to you, Daisy. So you reckon that Downing and Corpus might well row over if there isn't there might be a bump. Christ are going to run over, and Keys and Trinity Hall look like they might have a bump.
Yes, that's what it looked like coming around Ditton. Currently can't see any more than that, though Jesus are rowing over right past me. Coming around Ditton Corner, I can't see Cruise pulled up, but that doesn't mean there hasn't been a bump between Trinity Hall and Keys W2, because that did look promising, despite Trinity Hall, you know, looking fairly exhausted, understandably. So back to you, Beth. Is there anyone left? No, they've all pulled over. So I think that's about it.
Yes, I think you're right, Daisy. I think that's about all that we can see at the moment. So as Daisy shoots off up the river to go and find out exactly what happened at the top between Trinity Hall and Keys and Corpus Christi and Downing, to bring us our confirmed results, I'll take you over what we think has happened. I'll go from the bottom. So congratulations to Clare Hall W1, who have bumped up into W3, having bumped on St Ed's. Fitzwilliam, 2, bumped up onto Pembroke. Congratulations to them. Jesus looked like they were having a very long, lonely row over back, but they look good. Newnham 3 have bumped up on W1 for Anglia Ruskin, and first and third W2 bumped up on Girton. So not quite the race that we might have been hoping for in the studio there. So Anglia Ruskin and first and third are no longer together going into tomorrow's race. St Cat's rode over. Emma bumped up onto Selwyn. Mary Edwards, I reckon, rode over. There may well be a bump between Trinity Hall and Keys. We're going to confirm that for you later. Christ, that they were going to row over. I reckon Downing and Corpus will probably have rode over, although there was a chance of a bump. So we will get that all confirmed for you very soon. But
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Right, we have our confirmed results from that division, and we're going to throw them through to Daisy. Hello, Daisy.
Hello, I have the results from the W3 division. So Downing W2 row over, Corpus Christi W1 row over, Price W2 row over, Keys W2 also row over, Trinity Hall W2 row over, and another row over from Murray Edwards W2. Then Emmanuel W3 bump up on Selwyn W2. St Cat's W2 row over. First and third W2 bumping up on Girton W2. Then Newnham W3 bumping up on Angular Ruskin W1. Jesus W3 rode over. Pembroke W3 got a technical row over. St Edmunds W1 bumped up on Fitz W2. And Clare Hall W1, the sandwich boat, also got a technical row over.